Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I, female 22 then, worked at a popular theme park for several years while also going to college and working two other jobs at the same time. I seemed to get sick a lot during this period in my life. In hindsight, I now realize that it was likely due to not sleeping much, eating much, drinking much water, and being exposed to hundreds of people and their germs on a daily basis. On a busy weekend, I picked up a late shift to make a little extra holiday pay. I had been assigned to an area with a lot of guest flow, and the 3 to 4 of us running that spot were getting overwhelmed rather quickly.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At some point, while trying to tell a guest he couldn't stay where he had parked his family, a walkway, the guest got confrontational. I had been assaulted by parkgoers before while working, so I completely froze up. This guest was in my face, screaming about how I was ruining his vacation when I saw a shadow appear from behind me. A very large man in a similar uniform to mine was standing behind me, staring down the belligerent guest. Behind him was another large man, same uniform, telling the guest that he needed to move on or they would call security. I was so relieved. The guest left, and the two men stayed near me the rest of the evening to make sure I wasn't bothered again. The second co-worker, Mac, asked me all kinds of questions about my life and where I usually worked. I was so grateful for their support, I think I answered his questions for the next 2 to 3 hours while we finished up our shifts. At the end of the evening, Mac asked for my phone number, and I gave it to him. He wasn't really my type, but I figured it was the least I could do after how much he and his friend had helped me. We ended up going on a date about a week later. It wasn't a very long date, and I realized pretty early on that I still really wasn't interested in him as anything more than friends. When we went to part ways, Mac asked when he could see me again. I tried to gently turn him down as nicely as possible, telling him I would be up for being friends, but nothing else. He protested, begging for one more date, and I could tell that he was pretty angry. I shook my head again, apologizing profusely, not wanting to be rude. His face was flushed with anger by now, and he forced a too long hug on me before I could walk away. It was a big theme park, and we didn't normally work in the same area, so I left feeling some relief at knowing I probably wouldn't see him again. My phone started going off constantly, text after text, paragraphs asking for another chance, telling me that we were meant to be and that our meeting had been fate. He really did think that he was my knight in shining armor and could not seem to understand why I wasn't interested. After countless messages back telling him I really didn't see him that way, I finally blocked his number. About a week later, one of my zone co-workers came up to me asking if I was dating a manager in another area. Mac had evidently been telling people that he and I were going steady. I vehemently denied it to my co-worker and to several others that came up to me throughout the day. A few days later, I saw him waiting near at the entrance to the payroll office, seemingly looking for someone. Before I could think to avoid him, he spotted me and ran up to say hello. I remember his eyes being too wide, smile just a little off-putting. He repeatedly said how much he had enjoyed our date, that he couldn't wait for the next one. There were lots of people walking around nearby, so I mumbled that I still wanted to just be friends and pretended that someone walking by was my roommate. Told him I had to go so I could get a ride home. His face contorted with anger again, and he tried to grab my arm, saying he would give me a lift home, but I dodged. Before he could try again, I slipped into the crowd.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
I remember feeling my heart banging against my chest and kept checking behind me the entire walk to the parking lot. He just stood outside the payroll office, his face red, staring at me as I walked away. A few days later, I was sick again. I got on antibiotics, but my body had, unknown to me, developed an immunity to that brand of medication. I kept taking those pills for a week, not understanding why I was just getting worse. My roommate finally came home from work one afternoon to find me literally gasping for air from my bed. She rushed me to the ER, where they admitted me for a high fever and pneumonia. That first night, after being admitted, one of my lungs collapsed. The hospital told me that I was going to be there for a while. My roommate only told a few of our close friends that I was in the hospital. They visited when they could, bringing me books to read and keeping me updated on work. One told me that a manager from another zone had been stopping by almost daily to see if I was there. I felt my blood run cold and my heart rate ticked up on the monitor by my bed. I tried to sleep while I could after they left, but between the machines, the nurses checking in every hour, and worrying over Mac seeking me out, I could only manage hazy naps. The next day, I was woken up from one of these sporadic naps by a knock at the door. Expecting a nurse, I tried to sit up completely but didn't have the energy. Through sleepy, blurred vision, I saw a large man enter the room. It was Mac. I felt my heart start pounding again. He was carrying flowers and had that creepy smile on his face again. I was literally stuck, couldn't move to get away, and no one was around. The nurse call button on my bedside was broken. The nurses had already warned me about it, saying they would just be monitoring my vitals from the desk closely until it could be fixed. I could not believe that he was here. How did he even find out that I was here? He came and sat next to the bed, grabbing my hand in a too tight grip. He told me that he was worried after not seeing me at work anymore and that he wanted to check on his girl. The heart rate monitor was beeping pretty steadily now and must have triggered something at the nurse's station. I still couldn't breathe very well, long-winded speech was hard, and I was internally freaking out, so I was just replying to his chattering and questions with quiet, single-syllable words. After what felt like an eternity, but must have only been a few minutes, a nurse walked in. Mac's grip on my hand grew even tighter, prompting something akin to a squeak from me as my hand felt crushed in his. The nurse must have seen the look on my face, so grateful to her, and after a split-second glance between Mac and I, she asked him to step out so she could check me over. He dropped the flowers on the table and grudgingly walked out of the room. Before the door shut, he looked back at me and said he'd come back as soon as she was done. When the door closed, the nurse asked if I was okay. I shook my head no. She asked if I wanted him to come back. I managed a raspy, not at all. She didn't pry, didn't ask, but told me that she would take care of it. Grabbing a quarantine sign out of a cabinet near the entrance to my room, she hung it on the outside of my door. I heard him arguing with her for 5 to 10 minutes before it finally got quiet again. She told me afterwards that he had finally left and that she had made a note at the nurse's station not to let him in again.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
I thanked her and asked if she could throw the flowers away outside the room. Just looking at them was giving me the creeps. I was there for another 2 weeks. They didn't want to release me too early given my medical history. I asked my roommate to pick up a gift card the day before I left so I could give it to the nurse who had been so kind and perceptive during my stay. I didn't return to work for another 2 to 3 weeks after that. My lung capacity took another month to be fully back to what it was before. When I got back, I asked a couple of friends of mine if they had told Mac that I was hospitalized and where I was hospitalized. There were several large medical centers in the area. I didn't think he could have found out by calling every single department. They said they had only told our head manager that I was there when she asked why I'd been gone for so long. I now assume that he found out from her. I spent the next several months looking over my shoulder and scanning rooms before entering. I thought I spotted him sitting in his car in our lot a few times, but that was never 100% sure. I made sure I was never alone going out to my car in the evenings. I eventually found out that he'd been forced transferred to another park for reasons no one was told. I hadn't said anything to HR, so my best guess it was something other than his apparent interest in me. I never saw him again. So, stalker ex-coworker Mac, let's not meet again.
Hello, everyone. This cautionary tale dates back to the mid-90s. Remember, cell phones were still a luxury in those dark times, so I didn't have one. I was still an angsty teenager and in a bit of a mood. I didn't feel like talking to people and so neglected to arrange a ride home from a late school event. I was delayed getting out of the play, and by that time, most of my friends had already gone home. I didn't have my own car. My mom worked late, so she wouldn't be home for another 2 hours. My only choice for a ride was my very recent ex, and it would have made her drive in the wrong direction anyway. I decided that the best option was to walk home, even though it took an hour and it was already after dark. The route was one long, hilly road. It connected several quiet suburban subdivisions of houses, and the road was adequately bathed in the orange sodium glow of streetlights, so I didn't feel concerned for my safety. I had a large backpack full of books and gym clothes that I was taking home to wash. The bag was bulky and awkward, but not too heavy. I was confident that I could walk the route without too much trouble. I usually walked home after school anyway. About a third of the way on my trek, some guy on a bike starts to pedal past me. He was a much older guy, in his late 30s maybe, but obviously trying to dress down and look younger. He wore a long gold chain around his neck, a fact emphasized by his shirt, which was unbuttoned all the way. He kept swerving through the empty street, doing rapid figure eights and eventually popping a wheelie. He stopped next to me and asked, "What do you think about that?" Well, I'm the quite contemplative type, and not usually impressed by sudden bursts of ostentatiousness. So I didn't think much of his display. Honestly, my only thought about it was that this guy was kind of stupid for doing those things without a helmet. Trying to be polite, I said, "It was pretty good, I guess." "Yeah, I'm Mike. What's your name?" This was a much younger, more naive version of myself. For the sake of the story, we'll call me Henry, because it rhymes, and it's important for later, as you'll discover. "I'm Henry." Mike proceeds to circle around the street on his bike so he doesn't outpace me. "Are you running away from home, Henry?" I realized that this was a valid question, given the huge, overstuffed bag on my back, the late hour, and the fact that I was probably walking around with a scowl on my face. "No, I'm just walking home from a school event." I realized that there was a weird, hopeful tone to his voice when Mike had asked. Mike continues to circle around, and I'm slightly grateful for when he wheels away because he smells like sour beer and BO. Like I said, I wasn't in the mood to deal with people that night, so if he wasn't talking to me, I tried not to engage him. "Henry." Oh, he kept trying to engage me in conversation. "Henry, do you like swimming?" Unfortunately, we had drifted into a darker patch of road, so we could see my patented, annoyed eyebrow arching. "Sometimes," I huffed, noncommittally, trying to let the annoyance color my voice. "Henry," he drawled at me, with each loop he pulled up next to me. After 3 or 4 revolutions, I snapped. "What? Do you know the trailer park at the top of the next hill, Henry?" I did, and grunted in an affirmative. "They don't lock their pool gate. You like hot tubs?" Finally, younger, stupider me is picking up on his instincts and cluing into the fact that this guy is a huge creeper. I try to deflect the question. Sorry, man, I don't have a swimsuit. He responds, you don't need one. He did another slow rotation in his figure eights, saying my name in a long, eerie time to his bicycle's loops, and when I failed to respond, he follows up with, you running away from home? Again, his voice was strangely optimistic when he asked. Starting to get severely unnerved by this guy, I blurted out, I'm going home. There was a slight wobble in my voice. My cool had definitely not been kept. He asked again if I wanted to go sit in the hot tub. I tried to keep him in my peripheral vision, but avoid eye contact, and I refrained from answering any more of his questions. I also tried to reach up and loosen my backpack straps in case I had to drop the pack and take off running. He continued circling back and forth in the road to stay at my walking pace and droning that long, gravelly incantation that made me dread the sound of my own name. Henry. 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 Punctuated by an occasional bark of Henry! Suddenly, the safe suburban subdivisions looked a lot further back from the road. More of them were gated than I remembered. This continued for another half hour. I considered turning down a side street, but the gated fortress had only receded to shallow cul-de-sacs, and I didn't want to get cornered down one of them. The entire time, he continued to chant, Henry, Henry, don't you want to talk to me? Are you running away from home? Finally, we reached the top of the hill with a fabled trailer park and hot tub. He cut his current slow circle short and darted across to reach the street to the pool and managed to cut right in front of me so that he nearly hit me with his bike. You want to try the hot tub? Henry, 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 Henry. No, I screamed. I do not.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Fortunately, he actually accepted the rejection for once and started his slow bike ride down the side street, calling back to me. Think about it and come back. You can stay in my trailer if you want. I just ran the rest of the way home, cutting across several neighbors' lawns and looking over my shoulder most of the time. So, late night bike guy, let's not meet again, especially near a hot tub.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.